Discography, the podcast that gives Gen X music maniacs a chance to smell like teen spirit again by connecting with a brotherhood obsessed with rating the entire discography of every single artist and band that ever mattered. I'm your host, Dave Gebro, and with three new episodes each week, you're going to gain a comprehensive knowledge of an act's history and output in the time it takes to listen to one album. If you know, hey, then you know. But if you don't, Jim Gordon was a studio drummer who also laid down the beat for Derek and the Dominoes, George Harrison, John Lennon, and artists who rode his dependable locomotive rhythm straight to the top of the charts. That is, until his schizophrenia took hold, exacerbated by a very worrying drug habit, which proved his absolute downfall when, in 1983, he finally gave in to what the voices had been telling him to do for a long while. Welcome to the Top 10 Reasons You Can't Miss Tomorrow's Jim Gordon episode. Today we'll be turning our spray cans on you, but only if the knee-jerk reaction you had toward tomorrow's upcoming show was, fuck it, it's been a busy week, I'll just dip out for the Jim Gordon episode, cause who the fuck's that dude anyway, and the world's falling apart, and other such ludicrous excuse-making as that, so I'll just be back in a week. The problem is, that's not how this show works. Not if you want to get the most out of it. Discography is a show about musical discovery, not about staying in the stale cozy lane. So in the spirit of pushing against the boundaries of the ever-narrowing mind, here are the 10 reasons you can't miss the premiere of tomorrow's Jim Gordon episode, no matter how you feel about him or even how busy you are. We're all busy, excuses are for quitters, and frankly, the show is not going to just listen to itself. Number one, our guest, Joel Selvin, is one of the great music writers who's ever lived. He's written a whole batch of the greatest rock and roll books of all time. Number two, the artist under the magnifying glass is probably the greatest drummer who ever lived, including Bonham, Moon, and a lot of them. Number three, you may not know his name, but there was barely a single chart hit for years during the 1960s and 70s on which he didn't play. Number four, he brought the piano coda to the conclusion of the title track of Layla. Number five, he was a member of Traffic at their commercial peak. Number six, at one point during the Joe Cocker, Mad Dogs, and Englishmen tour in 1970, Jim punched his girlfriend, Rita Coolidge, so hard he knocked her unconscious. I'm not espousing this, I'm just saying this tale gets dark if you like going there. Number seven, there was a movie made about a single drum break that Jim Gordon performed, seeing as it's the most sampled drum break in hip-hop history. Number eight, one of his final pro gigs was as a stand-in for Animal in the first Muppet movie. Number nine, his story could very well be the most tragic in the entirety of rock history. And number 10, he murdered his mother. Unfold those arms, open those ears, and we'll see you tomorrow, lads and ladies, at 4 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for Jim Gordon on Discography.